B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 1 o'clock and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We're a Beasley Media Group station.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. To leave a message for Anthony, call 610-771-9751. Now, bring the heat.
E-A-T-L-E-S Eagles!
All right, bring the heat. Great this week. Did a good job. Everybody did great. What are we looking at?
Regardless of the outcome last night, it seems to me many times professional athletes emulate the personality of the coach. For example, last two seasons, the Phillies were done in July due to the pacifist that is Gabe Malicious. To coin lyrics from a popular song, you may check out anytime you like, but you may never leave. Well, Brett, they checked out, and they ain't leaving.
Yeah.
You know, Hotel California on us.
Yeah. He's great.
Well, that's good.
Remember,
work.
What he does is every day he comes up with something smart. He's
makes
a great.
You think a little bit.
Bring the heater.
Yes, big fan.
Yeah, I am too. I'd like to meet him one day. I'd like to meet the Bring the Heater. When we throw out next week, we're going to do the get the listener happy out. Me, you, and the guys.
Yes.
Right? We're going to invite, we're going to pick a spot, grab beers.
A little therapy session.
Yeah. And I hope that they bring the Heat guys come along.
You want to meet the Heat?
Yeah.
Brett Brown has to go. No ifs, ands, buts about it. He might be a so-called player's coach. He's not a coach.
Well, here's the deal. Again, we've been talking about this. This whole season, there has been a point, a level in which they have to reach, right? A threshold that they have to reach. You know, and again, it's not easy. I mean, I think sometimes, you know, we were screaming and yelling at Brett, and, you know, like, I'm not saying that I agree with everything, but it's tough coaching those two. And different teams. There's been over and over the changeover, and trying to get everybody on the same page. It's, I'm just saying, it's a difficult job. You know what I mean? I mean, it really is.
We had a great win last night against the Knicks, but let's look at this parallel between the Sixers and the Miami Heat, because we're not going to catch Boston. We're like one game in the win column up on the Heat, but they're one game left in the loss column. I'm not going to say this is the make-or-break part of their schedule, but it's going to determine where they're going to be in the position in the season.
Yes, you're right. You know, it's a big piece of it. You're lucky. See, here's the good news is that though the Clippers and the Lakers are probably loss, you're still going to be playing these bad teams. Like, you know, Sacramento is okay, but you're going to go into it, even without Embiid and Simmons, you still have Harris, Horford, and Richardson. Like, you still have the three best players on the floor. It's like last night, we were doing the show, the Sixers telecast. They go, well, the line is 7.5. And it was like, you should lay it. I know how bad they looked in Cleveland, but they're still the three best players on the Knicks stink. And they're playing some stinky teams coming up. They're going to get a beat, and beat shoulder's fine. He'll be back. And it's all going to come down to whether or not the treatments work for Ben. But until that point happens, they gotta try to get as high as they can, seed-wise.
Now, I have a question for you. If you're the okay guy, you've been hitting it out of the park with the devil calls. My question is, why would you go back to your old shtick?
Oh, no, you can't be. You gotta be done. You have to retire okay guy.
Do you even want to hear it? because this is 2 minute minor, 2 day minor, maybe even 5 day major worthy of a call.
No, I'm going to do the okay guy a favor and not play it so he does not get a penalty. And you think a 5 minute major?
That's a good captain.
5 day
you.
Major?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to save his ass.
That's good captain work out of you.
Because here's the bottom line, right? You got to understand it. You got to be, you've invented a great character. He's the devil.
Yes.
Right? And, you know, the devil's been active recently. So you can't now go back to another character. Especially that character. That character is a bad character. The okay guy.
The devil.
Stick with the devil.
Okay.
The okay guy needs to be retired for life. I never want to hear from the okay guy again.
Okay.
Stick with the devil.
Very well said.
All right.
Hey, I hear this is the place to get in touch with the devil. Well, listen, the devil, on behalf of all Eagles fans and myself, I would like to offer my soul to you in exchange for Henry Ruggs. 4-2-8-40. Pregnant man of Philly, Howie.
I love it. We have someone who's going to donate his soul to get speed. Speed, Tunis.
It's me, the devil.
That's what we need. Speed, greasy speed. So we're going to take him up almost like Angel Heart. Oh, you don't see? You didn't see the movie.
Yeah, sorry.
You didn't see the movie, Harry Angel.
No, sorry.
He sells his soul to De Niro.
I bet it's a good one. I'll put it on the list.
It's an older one. It's good creep. Good. It's a great movie.
I like old movies. I'll put it on the list.
All right.
I'm sorry I disappoint you.
You do. You've seen all like Almost Famous, like all these great movies. Because all I don't watch TV shows. I watch. Well, I do like some of the newer TV shows.
What are you, Curb? You're a Curb guy.
No, no, I like those. I like.
You did Entourage.
I don't
right?
watch network TV.
Right.
That type of thing.
Thank God Al Horford finally showed up. Tobias Harris finally showed up as well. Yeah, we beat the Knicks, but we're on a good road to the West Coast trip. So let's go to the West Coast on positive vibes. And there's only one thing left to do after beating those trashy Knicks. Andrew, play that song.
Wow, we actually got a song. I like it. I believe that was Carlton on the... Bring the Heat Line.
Yes, I think it was.
Bring the Heat Line. Brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. If your heating system's not evenly or efficiently heating your home, you need help.
We're in here.
Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find experienced heating and air conditioning dealer in your area today. What you got?
I said, or in here.
No,
freaking 81 degrees in here.
Yeah, I you know.
Check.
Is it still 81?
Yeah, 81.
Me and Austin, the intern, went in there to talk. It was like nice and it was like actually. See, I don't say nothing because it's nice and cool in here, but actually, little cool. Well, it's kind of cold.
Your studio right now is what I normally keep this one at. Because I normally key, I put it down as low as I can in here.
Yeah, you're a 60 degrees guy.
40 is what the thermostat goes down to.
40?
Yeah.
Like, that's insane.
I don't think it eventually gets to 40, but it gets close.
Why would you want to keep your room temperature at 40 degrees?
Oh, I'm in here for 4 hours. Nice.
Yeah, but no, 40's not nice. 40's not a degree that you want to go, that you want to be a temperature that you would strive for. Nobody says, oh, man, I love 40-degree days.
It's really nice out today. It's 39.
They're awful. It's awful. There is not. I hate the 40s. I barely like the 50s. I'm a 60s, 70s, yes.
Well, yeah. 50s in springtime is nice.
70s is the best. That's it. It's normal.
Nice crisp
anything
morning.
Other than that, you're a psycho. You're a bit of a psycho, you know.
Yeah, I know. The cold food, the cold weather.
But psycho. Yeah, but keeping your room at 40 degrees. Austin, is that not being a psycho?
Yeah, that's something different. You can't be sitting in a room 40 degrees.
That's crazy, right? That's like, you can't trust somebody who wants to do that.
No, I can't trust
that's psycho.
I'm going to my
comfort. Savage.
I'm going to my happy place tonight. The Flyers game. It's nice and...
Yes.
It's nice and comfortable in there.
It's being good.
A nice chill.
Flyers Rangers, man. It's going to be great.
But it's a nice chill in there. My habitat.
Okay. You're a flippant penguin.
Yes. Yes, right? I am.
You're a flippant penguin.
I'm the seal.
That's right. You are. You're the seal. I forgot. You're the seal.
Seal Chunis.
Seal Chunis. Andrew Seal Chunis. Sam in Ohio, you ready for Flyers?
Oh, I'm ready for the Flyers. Me and a couple of my buddies went up to the game in Columbus last week. It was a great time.
Oh, did you really? Wow, that's
great.
Yeah,
it's like an hour drive, so it wasn't nothing bad. But
where do you live at?
At Ohio University in Athens. So like an hour.
Oh, you're a Bobcat. That's cool.
Oh, I'm a Bobcat.
I like watching the Mac teams.
Oh, the Mac games are the best.
Yeah.
Tuesday night football when it's 20 degrees out.
Do you go? Perfect. Do you go, Sammy?
Oh, yeah, I go. We were on ESPN like 3 times because we were the only people that were there. So,
oh, that's awesome, dude. That's great. You got my respect.
Oh, yeah. Well, and, you know, if Tunis keeps the room cold, he can just leave his food out. He gets his cold food, and he can say it's room temperature, and
exactly.
You can't bag on him.
Exactly.
And also, you know, if the Flyers win tonight and the Penguins lose, we jump them in the standings, which is amazing to think that, you know, from where we started this year.
It's unbelievable, right?
It's wild. And, how you guys have been... Oh, my bad.
No, go ahead.
So how you guys have been talking about, you know, the Sixers are an 82-game Eagles season. To be completely honest, the last, you know, 10 games and then the remaining 19 games for the Flyers, the Capitans, and the Penguins, and the Penguins have been like Eagles games to me. Because after the game ends, you know, I just stare at the standings and the stats to see, you know, what happens, who they have coming
up. Sure. Listen, it's real deal now. It's on. And the beauty, here's the beauty of this whole thing, is because they have... goaltending. And that's plural, right? They have goalies. Because you got the kid who appears to be unflappable, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right? You got that appears you have him. You got a strong veteran presence behind him just in case something goes awry for a game. You got a great mix of youth. You got speed. You got I think you got a team that's not gonna shy away, right? You got a team that's not gonna be. It's too bright for them. I'm with you.
Oh yeah, they've been behind in plenty of games. They've been ahead of plenty of games, but they always, you know, they fight till the last buzzer, which is you know, amazing.
I know.
So I mean, that's something that, you know, we definitely are, you know, standing good to go to the playoffs. So Andrew, play that song, buddy.
Look at that! Play the Flyers song, Andrew!
It's nice to hear the song.
How did the bro not know this song?
Oh, I don't know. A lot of people have been reaching out saying that we should play the locker room song.
You know what? They're right.
I got to look that up.
They're right. That's a good call.
My man Alex, who actually, he works down the hall.
That's a good call.
He sent me the link. So let me get the song.
Yeah,
because it's like their Gloria.
Yeah.
The Blues last year.
It's a good call. Let's do that.
So let me play it.
Okay. I'm in on that. That's a great call. Drew, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Drew.
Yo, what's up, cuz?
What's up, Drew?
How you doing, buddy?
My man. Drew from Westchester.
Good, man. So I just want to chime in on the Sixers. I know it's kind of difficult to talk about them right now, but I just want to talk about their seeding going into the playoffs. And so... I guess realistically, we're looking at a 4, 5, 6 seed. I don't think we're going to be able to get up to the 1, 2, or 3. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, without Simmons, I don't think you're not catching Boston. The best I think you hope for now is that you can get the 4 seed.
Right, you get the 4 seed and then play maybe, hopefully Miami still slips a little bit
more. Hurts is that you're going to have to go through Milwaukee earlier.
Right. Well, you know what? I think, you know, anything that kills me, man, I just still keep going back to last year and that 4 doinker, man. You know, what could have been had that ball just not going in that rim, you know, and we go into overtime and just seeing what could have been, you know what I mean? It's like one of the biggest what ifs, I think, in Philly sports history if that shot didn't go in, because, you know, maybe if we go on and we win, we keep Butler, you know, or the whole team just, the whole dynamic, everything just changes, and it just still kills me thinking back to that, man.
You know, here's the thing. I can't let last year, I got to let that go. Because here's
why. I know.
They weren't ready to win. You know what I mean?
Well, and sometimes it happens, though.
You're right. Sometimes it does happen. And truth be told, I don't think they're ready to win now, this year. I thought but not now. I mean, obviously. So, you know, it's more growing. It's just more growing. It's painful, you know?
It is painful. And that's what I think, you know, we've been growing for years now. And it feels like we may be regressing at this point. And
see, here's the problem. Think about it. You said years and now we're regressing. This is only their third run together. Jordan had six before he won a title.
This is true. This is true, but I guess I just feel like they were showing, I mean, if you want to compare back to, you know, Jordan and the Bulls, at least, you know, they were showing a more consistent growth, you know, each year as they went on, especially Michael as he improved each year. You know, with the Sixers, I just feel like we're kind of in a stalemate almost where, and now with guys being injured, it's just like, I want to see this team play, and I just don't feel like we've had that opportunity.
I don't think you remember it you'll remember it differently than what
really,
what really happened. Remember, here's the one thing. Listen, I understand where you're at, Drew. I get it, because I get frustrated as well, and I expected more out of this season. But if we're going to be truly honest and look at the paths in a truly honest way, they're not supposed to win yet.
No.
I mean, that's going off a history of the league, and it's not an excuse. What makes it feel longer is the process when the process has been long, right?
Right, yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, right.
You're like, you could just go on and on and on from the Okafors to the Fultz. Like, there was a story on Fultz today, Drew. Fultz, you believe that?
Yeah, I know,
I know you got to do that. I get you.
All right, what do you want first? The line from the Fultz story or the song?
I want both on the other side.
Okay.
All right. We will do Fultz story and the song on the other side first. Nikki.
What's up, fellas?
Hi.
What's up? Oh, my God. I was in a good mood. I called earlier. talked NBA draft. I mean, NFL draft.
You're all rugged up.
And you get legs on. Listen, first of all, you and Mike have to swap out. It's like Bridge of Spies. You have to take what's the name from Camden, and Mike takes Jim from Haverford, and you get on a Bridge of Spies, and you exchange your spies. That's what you need to do, okay? So that people get surrounded, you both get surrounded in your lives.
Well, Jeff, it's funny because Jeff called Mike up, and he drove Mike up a wall too. Mike was like, "I don't understand it." He goes, "Am I speaking English?" He gave one of those. And truth be told, it was like toward the end of the show, and I had a choice: do I go to Jeff or do I just kind of vamp with Junis? I chose to vamp with Junis.
Oh, okay. Listen, you got to make tough decisions in life.
Yes.
And it's understandable. Listen, so legs comes on, you know, and last time I was this depressed when Gary Smith was on 2 weeks ago on a Thursday at the Parks event. And legs just depressed me. He talked about Tatum and how he's developed now in his third year, like you like to say. And he said something that was disturbing. I know you didn't challenge him on it because there was not enough time. He said, "We know what Ben is. He's never going to shoot.
He is who he is, but he does other things. And that was so depressing. Now, I don't believe what he's saying because, like you said, he shoots down there. He's always shooting on the basketball courts when pregame. So, but let's get away from that. I don't even want to talk about Ben because I don't want to, you know, that's Jeff's realm. He said when the players called, when timeouts called and they walk to the bench, like those little things that we've noticed and we don't want to bring to the surface because we know if the things that we see are actually true, that it's just a destruction of the foundations. Right?
Well, destruction of the foundation?
Well, the Brett Brown coaching foundation.
Okay, right, right, okay. All right.
And when they need a new voice, so when they do come back from the timeout or walking off the court, they do look at each other and go, hey, Ben, I need you, you know, I need you
right,
to step
right,
there.
Right.
Or Embiid said,
right.
You know, because at the moment, there's, he has a good point. It's like the McNabb issue. He would come off the field and sit down and put his jacket on and pull a hoodie up.
Right.
And he would be by himself. It's bad chemistry at the end. It doesn't lead to championships. With Nick Foles and with Carson, you see a lot more communication, more about we're invested in this large pie and every single ingredient is important and we all need to excel. We don't see that on the sidelines.
I'm not in love with the analogy. I mean,
you don't like pie anyway.
I hate pie. I get it. I mean, and listen, I'm not saying you don't. I mean, we just got done talking about chemistry, leadership, and all that stuff. I just think it's got to come over time.
Yeah, I know, but it's definitely a new voice. But again, time's running out. I mean, unfortunately.
Well, it's not running out. Not when you're 23, 25, time's not running out.
What I mean is time for these players together as a unit. It's like a relationship, Anthony. You've been in plenty of relationships that there comes an inflection point where you guys get over little minor things that irritate you and irritate her, but you don't talk about it. And maybe you guys have a great weekend away and then it blossoms into something more. Or you say at the end of that weekend, you're like, oh, I'm done with her. I'm like, well, I'm going to, in the next month, I'm out. And that's where we are with this team.
I don't think so. I think you're not with the makeup of the team. With you're talking about Simmons and Embiid, basically.
And Simmons and Embiid, but you now also have oh my God, I'm drawing a blank now. The $130 million
Tobias and Horford. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not moving Tobias, and I'm not splitting up Embiid and Simmons. I'm not on some clock for that.
Okay.
I'm not.
Listen, I need a little help. I know you get around and you've been to a lot of different cities, especially sports cities. But I'm trying to get to a weekend away at Chesapeake City, which I hear is fabulous. But everybody I talk to has like, never been there. But I've heard in the past people are like, it's fantastic. I need some information about Chesapeake City if any of your callers.
When are you going?
I would like to go next weekend.
Oh, yeah? Let's try to do that next week then. I've never been there. You know, it's weird. That's kind of a hole in my game because it's kind of too close. When I was traveling a lot, if I was that close, I'd come home.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I don't like driving far, and I don't want to fly, so I want to get away for kind of far enough where we're away from the house, but not close enough where you feel like you didn't go anywhere.
That's a good.
And it's water, and it's nice. You know, guys.
Yeah, with a little
nice
water action. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, no, I'm with you.
It's not 40 degrees outside, right?
Yeah, I mean, you should wait like another few weeks. Right?
I hate crowds.
Yeah, but you know, there's not going to be crowds. It's still early. It's pre-Memorial Day. Well,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's true.
You go to April. How about doing the city, man? Why don't you go to New York
But we've done that. We've done, we've done Philly Hotel too. Just kind of like,
that's great,
room service, walk to every bar, every restaurant you want to go to. So now I'm trying to find something else.
Something different in the next week. All right.
Yeah.
All right, let's think about it.
All right.
Hey, by the way, Nikki, I need you to have some beer on me. All right, hold on.
Yeah, man.
You need some beer. You got wine. You need beer to go with it. So you want a case of Bleu. Grab
that blue.
That's right. Grab a Labatt Blue or Blue Light today at Giuseppe's Lansdale, the Crossroads Station, Tap House, Doylestown. Cuz Radio. What a fun show. I've enjoyed it.
I have too. I'm excited to tell you the Markelle Fultz story.
All right. Well, that'll come up next. But let's talk about Parks Casino, shall we? The great 444 casino of choice, Parks Casino Street Road, Bend, Salem, right off of 95. Perfect. Boom. You're there in minutes. It's the hometown 444 sportsbook of choice. You go there, and that sportsbook's outrageous. You know, we've done shows there, and they got everything. So they have all the stuff that you want, right? They have all the spreads and the props and the parlays and the futures and the in-game betting. For the tournament, oh, it's outrageous. Just because of the video wall. They have a great bar with good burgers and food and the whole thing. They have all the guys get together. You watch some beer, you drink some beers, watch the games, bet on all the games you want right there. If not, just download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA. You put in my promo code CuzRadio. You'll get $500 free bet. Which is a up to $500 insight credit right there when you sign up and you put in Cuz Radio. It's a lot of fun. Check it out. They have all the goodies. And check out Flyers tonight. It's our pick. Minus a goal over the Rangers. They had all your hockey, all your hoops, and soon to be all your baseball. Parks Casino, Street Road, Bend, Salem. Got to be 21. Gambling prep call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
My headphones are broke. It just came out. They're easy to fix. It just came out of the thing, though. Which is a pain. All right, we got it.
See, I would say something, but I don't know if you can even hear me.
I can hear you.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, great.
I got you. All right, give me the faults.
Oh, you want the line from the Fultz story?
Yeah, give me the line from the Fultz, and then I want the song.
So the story's on Bleacher Report, and the story is called What Keeps Markelle Fultz Going? And it's Markelle Fultz has opened up to Miran Fader. She writes for Bleacher Report. And the opening line is, am I ever going to play basketball again? I didn't want to wake up and go to workouts, Fultz says. I just wanted to lie there and sleep. Sleep would provide a temporary escape from the gnawing reality that he could not lift his arms above his head, he could not shoot jump shots, and of course, Anthony, he could not stop the entire city of Philadelphia from hating him.
Shut up! I can't stand...
This dude got a pass.
Oh my God, I can't stand that whole narrative. There is no one softer than that kid. Give me a break. I can't live by...
His pass
was
bigger than
Jeffrey's.
There's
nothing structural wrong with him. He was an accident case. Like, you know, I'm not saying there's no pain, but, you know, it's one of those things that you can't, quote, prove. Oh, what a baby. Oh, God. Oh, poor guy. I'm sorry. I got no sympathy when you're crying about stuff that's A, not true, false narrative, and B, he was a child. Ultimately, it was Colangelo's fault for drafting him. Like, the minute, and I understand, I liked him too. I wanted him.
Yep.
After watching,
compliment.
I thought his skill set, but the minute I had a conversation with him, I'd be like, I'm out of this kid. And then you watch friggin' Tatum go crazy. I can't talk about that enough. I can't. I gotta stop.
Want the song to cheer you up?
Yeah, give me a song. Now, this is the locker room song.
It's called Two Times from Ann Lee. And Voracek was actually the one that brought the song to life. They used to listen to it when he played soccer. I'm not the biggest Feel the Shake fan.
Yeah, I like Feel the Shake
Feel
better
the
than
Shake
this.
Is a thousand times better than this, with all due respect to Ann Lee.
Oh my God, really?
Your first star this of the night, Carter.
No, tonight we can't
Hart.
Play this song. Oh, this is terrible.
Your second star, Kevin Hayes.
Who's this? Is a Voracek?
Yes, Voracek. They used to listen to him when he played soccer.
This is like a Euro.
Oh, yeah.
Bang.
Like, this is, if I went to Lithuania right now and I put on the radio, it would just
hear that.
Play.
Yeah.
Like, Lithuania doesn't have good music.
Oh, that's awful.
Neither does whatever.
Oh,
you
that's
know, where
terrible.
Andy's from.
We can't play that, dude. That's terrible. Sorry, Jake. Love you, Jake, but that's, you know, give me that. I mean, that's great, but at least that's more hockey.
Yes.
Right? Like, that's how it feels hockey. Nah, man, come on. Oh, that's horrible. Are the Voracek's grooving to this?
Yeah. Pass around their little helmet that they wear. Best player of the night gets the helmet.
Wow.
Listen to Ann Lee two times.
Yeah. I don't know about that, bro. Chris, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chris.
Go Gods.
What's up? What are you doing, buddy?
I'm hating those Rangers. Bunch of pretty boys. Remember Ronnie Gressner?
Yes. Yes. Ron Gressner, yes, he was the one married to Carol Alt.
Yeah, they all married the supermodels back then. Dougay, all the
yes.
They had the guy was like Herman Munster on skates, Barry Beck.
Barry Beck, yes. Yes, I love that.
Yeah, hate everything about New York. Hate the Rangers, hate the blue shirts. Let's go Flyers.
I love it. Hey, Chris, real quick.
Go.
That song. That's pretty bad, isn't it?
The Voracek song is horrible.
Yeah.
Get rid of it.
Yeah, that goes. Chris, we're going to make you caller of the week for this.
Oh, right on.
All right, hold on, man. Dude, you can't. Stop, I'm losing my...
That sounds like a Rocky. Dude, take it back.
No, that's... yeah, you're right. It's when Adrian... Do-do-do-do... How hard is it to go do-do-do-do? All right, she's going do-do-do-do.
Was that at the beginning of three or end of one of the movies?
It's the beginning of three. That's what it is. The beginning of three when he does that. And they had that conversation. All right. By the way, it's not on my sheet, Holmes. The caller of the week.
That's on there.
Is it really?
Yeah, 11 a.m.
So much,
11 a.m. hour.
It's like sifting through a beer menu at one of our fine, here it is, Call of the Week. Looking for, that's here we go. The Call of the Week is brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged, and our man Chris is going to get a $200 gift certificate to Golden Nugget Jewelers, and it's there. Good stuff there, Tunis. It's like one of those big fat beer menus at, like, Monk's, which is one of my favorite spots. Let's go to Jeb in Newtown. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jeb.
Yo.
What's up, Jeb? What's happening?
Not much, man. I'm calling in regards to the Philadelphia Flyers. I am highly optimistic on them. Not so much on the rest.
Yeah, I think that there's a reason to be.
Yeah. I think that Alain Vigneault, great fit for the Flyers. He's got him moving out there on the ice, unlike the Sixers. He got guys standing.
It's not about the Sixers. It's about how good the Flyers are. Come on, dude. You're one of, again, I want you to talk about the Flyers. Forget about the Sixers. Forget about you trying to take a jab at the Sixers. We'll talk about the Flyers. I would love to talk about the Flyers. But this Carter on sport on sport crime got to stop. 4 for 4. I'm not putting up with it. That's it. We'll come back just a moment. Cuz Radio with Tunis.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, what do you got?
Well, I got a the Adrian singing.
All right,
let's hear the original version, all just right. So we know how it sounds and how easy it is to sing it.
Oh, take it back. Do 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 do. Take it back. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, take it back. Do, 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 take it back.
Right.
Pretty simple, right?
Yeah.
Well, here you go. Here's from Rocky 3.
Rocky gonna wake the baby.
Adrian, do, 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 do,
do, do, do, do.
This baby's not do, 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 do,
do. Do, 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 do.
Do, 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 I've been told.
That's so bad.
Do, 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 do.
That's so bad. It's terrible. That's worse than she should be singing that song, dude. How could Jake, how's that get you excited for a game? That makes sense?
No. It doesn't.
Dude, does any of these names sound remotely familiar to you? This is the Rangers, the Smurf Rangers that defeated the Flyers in the playoffs.
What year is this?
In 1982-83.
I doubt it, but here we go.
All right, I just want to know if you've heard the names. I told you about Ron Duguay. He led the Rangers with 40 goals. Mark Pavlich.
No.
Mike Rogers.
No. No, Kenny Rogers.
Eddie Johnstone. It's a great name. Mike, you missed those, Eddie Johnstone. Dave Maloney.
No.
No?
It's a great name, though.
Barry Beck, like our caller said. He was the captain. Dave Silk. No?
No, I like that. It's a good name, though.
Robbie Fitorik.
These are all great hockey names.
Great Fitorik. Great names. Pat Hickey. Mike Allison, who actually played for the Flyers for a little bit. Steve Vickers. No?
No. Who's the kicker?
Nick
Vickers.
Nick Fitiu. These are great names. Like, these are great. Ron Greshner. Rob McClanahan. He actually played in the Olympics. Here you go, cuz. How about that Carol Vadney?
Who?
Carol Vadney.
Who?
Dude, Carol Vadney. Now, this is the one you've heard of. Eddie Hospedar.
Who?
You never heard of Eddie Hospedar?
Yeah, he's in the Hall of Fame, isn't he?
The boxcar. He lives his local guy. He played for the Flyers later.
Sure.
You never heard of Eddie Hospedar?
No.
The boxcar?
I didn't grow up in a hockey family. I know
the
more
goalies?
About now Flyers than any before, any year before. Hockey in general.
Steve Weeks, Eddie Mio played 25 games that year. Davidson, the Beezer. The Beezer actually started his career then. You know the Beezer.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the only one you know.
Because that was his first year.
Wow, that's amazing. Somewhere, somebody remembers those guys.
I'll read up on my 80s Rangers at some point.
No, but like that's, you know, back then, Flyers, Rangers, it goes, you know, 70s into A, like, the, you know, Patrick Division.
Yeah, I came into the Flyers Devils days.
Yeah.
My man, Dinos Zubris.
Yes, yes.
Lithuanian bride.
Yes. Yes. Well, hockey's got to be big in Lithuania.
No.
It's not?
No, it's not.
Why?
I think Zubris was a legend, but it's not a big hockey area.
It's cold.
It's mainly soccer, volleyball, and basketball.
But it's cold. Lithuania's cold.
Yeah, I mean, when it gets really hot during the summer. I mean, like, scorching hot.
All right.
But you're
it's
right.
It's hot in Canada,
like,
too.
Like, come fall, winter, spring, there's 10 feet of snow.
That's my point.
Yeah. Well, not a big...
It's hot in Canada in the summertime.
Yeah, but then you go inside the gym to play basketball.
All right. Well, guess what? Monkey Miss coming up next. Our handoff brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, shoulder injuries and conditions. For more information, you can visit handtoshouldercenter.com. Everybody have a great night, great weekend. Go Flyers. Going to be fun. Then we got Sixer Clippers. So enjoy it. Have a great weekend. And we'll see you on Monday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.